So CJ, you're Sherwin Williams? Is your office in the building?
That's the corporate, so I'm in the field. So I'm in Garfield Heights. I don't get the really nice bathrooms and everything.
I thought it was a nice gesture that they're staying.
Yeah, it's good.
I really am though. Because you guys went to executive session, that was going to be the story.
Now you have to change everything.
Now I've changed it.
Well, we'll have legislation on the next meeting about that. Still have some.
I will?
Yeah, we'll have legislation probably the next meeting.
Okay.
Well, my dinner partner on my couch meeting nights was busy babysitting, so I
She was there, she was needed.
I texted her and was like, where you want to eat? She's like, I'm not eating with you tonight. Jeez.
The poor girl, she was there. I didn't know when I was going to be back, so I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
We're busy. It's always good.
All right, are we ready? I'll call the February 17th, 2020 meeting of Orville City Council to order. We'll begin this evening with prayer by Pastor Newton Brennerman from New Hope Christian Center.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Father, I thank you that you care about us. You care about the city of Orville. You care about its people. And Father, I thank you for these city leaders. I thank you for our mayor, for the city council and council president, for the department directors. Lord, I thank you for each manager and supervisor in the city and each city employee. Father, just ask for your guidance and wisdom for each of these. Father, would you give them your favor with you and with people? And Lord, I pray for a blessing for each, that they would be blessed in their role of responsibility, that they would be blessed with enrichment in their personal and family life. Father, that you would bless each one with healing and health in their bodies. And Lord, I ask you for a blessing of spiritual refreshment, that they could see their identity and value in you. And Father, just ask you to bless the work done here tonight, and Lord, your blessing on the work that's gone ahead of it, the work that will be done after it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, would please call the roll.
Hanworth.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Rosa.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Very good. Everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the February 3rd meeting. Any additions or corrections? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Mr. Wilson.
I move we pass those minutes as documented.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Larson is a second.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Perosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
Very good. We have no public comment for this evening, and so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with Mr. Handwerk, Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has no report tonight. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And then the Utilities Committee, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Larson with Ordinance and Personnel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met and has no report.
Okay. Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the resolution, that's on our agenda, that Mr. Weller is going to go into more detail about. It involves the engineering for the six projects that we have going on this summer. And obviously, we're requesting that we pass it first on a first reading. Then as well, Mr. Purdy reached out with concerns about High Street extension, thought it had been repaired. I reached out to Mr. Weller. He assured me that obviously towards the end of this week, the service department is going to start dispatching for pothole repairs and all that good stuff. So I got back with the constituent, told him, it should be done within the next month or two. With that, nothing else to report.
Yes, thank you for that update.
Yes, sir.
All right. Planning, Mrs. Whitmer. I passed over. Health and safety, Mr. Carrozza.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I will comment on Resolution 2-20 under old business when we get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, now planning, Mrs. Whitmer.
Planning committee met this evening to discuss the potential acquisition of property, and you can expect legislation at our next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Finance, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing from finance tonight.
Okay, excellent. We have no special committee reports, and so we'll move on to administrative reports, and we'll begin with Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I really have no report tonight, other than now that we're seeing some bare ground out there, I hope people can start to pick up a few things that gets blown around during winter time from trash bins and so forth. And just to remind people, even when it's not nice, trash containers are to go back to their house someplace after trash is picked up, not left out on the street.
All right. Thanks very much. Our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Trash pickup is on the regular schedule this week. I figured we might get a few phone calls in regards to today being President's Day, so it is our regular scheduled Thursday morning pickup. The Oroville Police Department is excited to announce the Officers of the Year was a tie. Corey Shane and Ryan Mace, both officers are great and well-deserving of the honor. And that is my report for this evening.
Okay, very good. Mr. Redeker is away for this evening, so we'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. Likewise, I have no report this evening.
All right. Thank you. For my report, we had a committee meeting of the whole this evening just before council meeting, and the purpose was really an orientation workshop for members of council. We've never done this before. We actually have about 3 hours of content planned. We got through a half hour tonight, and so we'll see how far we can get yet this evening, immediately following our council meeting down in the conference room. Then we'll schedule additional time if needed. So that's my report. We are now ready for old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 220. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Mr. Carrozza.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carrozza?
Yes.
Whitmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Resolution 220, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2020 Pierce Arrow XT fire engine for use by the Fire Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Any discussion? Mr. Carrozza.
Yes. I feel that it will be in the best interest of the Fire Department and our community if we move forward and approve this resolution. I think everybody in this room would agree that the number one priority for our community is public safety. And I'd like to thank the Fire Chief and his staff for all the work they did and sharing information so we can make an informed decision, as well as the Safety Service Director, Steve Wheeler, and the Finance Director, Janet Strimlin. So those are my comments for tonight.
Anyone else?
If I may comment, Mr. President?
Yes.
We've been working with Finley to see what a contract would look like. As we work through that, they are going to require, or not require, but ask for full payment upon delivery. And the only reason I mention that is it potentially could fall into 2021, so the dollars would roll over. So I just don't want people to be surprised if they see that same dollar amount in next year's budget, since that may very well be when the check is being wrote.
Very good. I think at our committee meeting, did you have something, Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, I was going to let you go.
Go ahead.
I just, would there still be a deposit of some sort?
There's not any deposit according to the contract that we've worked with.
So it's nothing new except for the full amount at the end?
Correct, which is why if delivery, obviously, they're giving up 12 months of delivery time. So it potentially could fall into 2021 by the time we get the truck. Okay. Just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that.
Yes, Mr. Mosley.
I'd just like to obviously comment. I know there was a lot of time, you know, put in by a lot of different people with this, with the fire department, and I really appreciate all the patience with the questions that we've hit them with. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the community. You know, people feel good about this purchase. I know it's a big dollar amount, but the biggest thing that really stuck out, you know, that people's very understanding is that, you know, we have the opportunity to finance a truck without financing it. You know, and that says a lot about our administration, you know, obviously taking care of money, moving things where it needs to be. Then obviously the guys over there in the white shirts doing their due diligence and obviously picking out the specs, and, you know, they didn't pick the most expensive. Then again, I think this community is getting a good truck. So.
Yeah, and I like the approach that we've taken as well. Mr. Spiras and his committee worked for the past couple of years of setting aside money every year, knowing this purchase was coming, and so that has helped with this expenditure. I think it's good to know that Orville will maintain or possibly improve an already excellent fire rating, which will have an impact on insurance rates for all of our corporations, large and small, as well as our residents. And I think we should note that I think we've had at least $200 million of investment here in Orville over the past 10 years. And so it's our responsibility as a city to provide local fire protection for that investment. Those corporations expect that. And so it's our pleasure to do so. And, of course, we have a fine fire department that has put a lot of work into this as well. So we appreciate the whole team's work on this purchase, and I think it gives us a lot of confidence moving forward. So thank you, Mr. Larson.
All of the hard work considered, I move that Resolution 220 be adopted as read.
Mr. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That concludes our old business for this evening, and so we'll move on to new business with Resolution 820. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 820. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Mr. Asparis.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamlet?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Resolution 820, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities of the City of Orville, Ohio, to enter into a contract without bidding to purchase one 41-foot distribution bucket truck and declaring an emergency.
Very good. This legislation may sound familiar. And so maybe Mrs. Kirkbride,
yes,
you could explain
you.
This for us.
Sure. So I sent a memo out. It was shortly after our last council meeting, and I hope each of you received that memo, kind of explaining the chronology here as best I could about what happened. And so there was an error. Mr. Mosley had some questions that triggered further investigation by the clerk and by Mr. Brediger and myself, to figure out what exactly we were doing and not doing. And there was an error in the prior legislation that was rescinded. So there are two pieces of legislation that are implicated by that. We are this 820, and then there's a 920 following. Both of those are in an effort to reinstate the improperly rescinded legislation from our prior meeting, as well as moving forward with the corrected legislation. There was there was that issue, and there was also some pricing that Director Brediger had previously mentioned to you, and that's why it was coming to you again in the first instance. So I can't answer the pricing questions, but I can answer the procedural issues if there's any further questions, if my memo was somehow not clear.
Unique circumstance. I don't know that anybody's aware that ever happened before.
Yeah, hopefully never again. We will do our darndest to make sure that doesn't happen.
Any additional questions?
Not good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not really a question, but just to clarify, this first resolution, 820, is just to rescind the one that was accidentally rescinded. So this isn't a new truck. This was already approved.
Correct. It's to reinstate what was previously, yes.
Yep.
Correct.
So this is the one we accidentally rescinded.
Yes.
Are we ready to vote? Okay, of course.
Given that this is a correction of what we acted upon in good faith before.
Correct.
I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
I move Resolution 820 be adopted as read.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Resolution 920. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Mr. Asparis?
Handworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 920. A resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities of the City of Orrville, Ohio to enter into a contract without bidding to purchase one 60-foot distribution bucket truck, rescinding Resolution 1619 and Resolution 520 and declaring an emergency.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Mosley.
Yes. Was this already brought before the utility board as far as this piece of legislation?
I believe Mr. Brediger told them about it, explained what was happening.
The utility board first.
Correct. They were approved, but the most recent meeting, he explained what was going on with these. Yes.
There's another question, Mr. Spiros.
Yeah, again, just more of a comment. So this piece of legislation then rescinds the correct legislation that we meant to rescind in the last meeting.
Yes.
And then this one is provided to update the new truck that will be purchased. It's the same specifications as the one that we attempted. So the difference in price that Mr. Brediger had given us, I think this would account for it. I know before it was the difference in truck. We had 40-foot versus a 60-foot. Mm-hmm. This is now the same height, and so I think that makes a little more sense as far as the pricing. I don't know the exact number, but I know that's the idea behind it.
Okay. There was also some specifications that came out after the initial estimate. So there was a correction after we had our specifications and the truck was given, we were given a final price. So Mr. Brediger has addressed that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Are we ready to vote?
Once again, given that this is a correction of a prior issue that we carefully discussed and looked into, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
I move Resolution 920 be adopted as read.
Mr. Asparis seconds.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Resolution 1020. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson? Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution 1020, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the 2020 OPWC Asphalt Street Resurfacing Project and declaring an emergency.
Any questions or discussion? Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, just a quick summary. Councilman Mosley already kind of summarized it as well. So this is literally just the allowing us to move forward with engineering on the OPWC streets that have been approved as part of the grant process. As I mentioned in the memo, the state releases the funds in July. The goal is always to have the design work complete, be already out to bid, with bid openings occurring at the end of June. So then we can literally move forward as soon as the state sends us the appropriate contractual work that allows us to move forward. So I am requesting approval tonight if possible. That way we can get the engineering rolling and get this kind of on schedule, if you will, so that we can go out to bid and be ready to go once the funds are released.
Mr. Mosley.
I'd like to add to that after having a conversation with them. Most other communities, they actually get the grants. You know, they get the grants this year, and they want to start the project until 21. So these guys, they actually move fast to where, you know, as soon as they get the money, they're spending it in order to provide that service and getting the work done. So it's definitely a time thing here to make sure we're ready to hit the ground running as soon as that money's deposited into our account. It's ready to go.
Thank you. Any other questions? Discussion? Are you good? Are we ready to vote?
Given all that has been said, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mr. Peroza, second.
Peroza.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
I move resolution 1020 be adopted as read.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Carosa.
Yes.
Very good. That concludes our new business for this evening. Now we have a bittersweet moment as John Scott will present his final street department or service department report to us here this evening. So, as he is envisioning retirement and spending time with those grandkids. So we'll take a moment here and get set up.
Set.
Whoa.
Okay, now before this whole thing gets started, Armstrong's not here, so someone have a question, just call him. Hey, John. We can do that. Since Armstrong's not here, I think it's great that they're not here, just so you all know that. Hey?
I think it should be a review, John.
What's that?
That's right, we're here.
No. Give this to Mr. Wheeler. That will be just fine at that point. Okay? My name is John Scott. I will be giving the 2018 Service Department annual report. We start off with this slide. Those of us that have been here for long enough understand we put a fountain and an aerator in the pond on Vine Street. The pond no longer looks like all the invasive growth that is in there between the fountains and one of the chemicals that we put in there. It actually has cleaned that up. The fountains were put in for a dual purpose, actually to add oxygen to the water for the fish that we want to put in there. Also, with it stirring the water, the larva side of the mosquitoes will not be in there. Is there any way to turn that cam light on? Mm-hmm. Should have just told me this, Gene. I walked and got it.
I walk, I just don't walk fast right now.
And it's that birthday thing that I can't see all these letters when it's dark, so. Thank you!
Is that good?
That's great.
Good thing Armstrong's not here.
No, I know. Personally, I think that's a blessing from God. Personally, that's a blessing from God that Armstrong's not here. I'm okay with this. In our general information, Lacey Center, one of the projects that we had over the winter, was to remodel the front offices down at Lacey Center. We put in flooring, windows, ceiling tile, new lights. We had the ductwork cleaned. We wrapped all of the ductwork that we found that was not insulated. Once we got parts of the ceiling out, just so I can say this, because Armstrong's out here, you could actually look out through there and see daylight through the walls. It was actually colder in my office at times last year than it was out in our garage, so that was one of the reasons that we moved ahead with that. Anyways, it's all brand new. Down at Lacey Center, the grounds, the training meetings. Again, our training meetings are pretty much every other week. We have a training or a equipment training procedure or something like that. Basically, on our paydays, you can see the hours that were put in with that, the many different meetings that we had. Get to brag. We were given a project, the eagle that's out front. As you can see from that, there was concrete, there was cement, there was mortar. We had formwork, a bunch of carpentry work that was put into this. You see a number of pieces of equipment in there, electrical. The guys were given a project. The mayor asked me to if we could do it, and I said we can, and I think we proved ourselves well. A number of things were going on with Eagle when it arrived to begin with. We got it fixed, and I believe it is quite a showpiece out front now. Our street maintenance that we have going, we're the maintenance department. We do more of a maintenance, the smaller projects, some of the smaller concrete work that you see here. Spring Hill was one of those. A curb was falling away. We tore it out, put it back in. Lower left is some of the chip and seal prep of asphalt projects we had. That was at the end of Sterling, down next to Hostetler. For those of you that remember going over there, there's a nice little jump in it. Get our crack seal program. We put out another 20,000 pounds this year, about 10 ton of crack seal to do that program. And as was mentioned, our Durapatcher will be out towards the end of this week doing potholes as well. We had 20 plus basin projects this year. You see the cost from that. Just a couple pictures of different ones that we had that you saw going throughout the year. I will touch on the cemetery, the new cemetery section, later on in another slide, just so you have somewhat of an idea from that. Again, the basins is everything from cleaning the tops of them off so that the water can get off of the streets to, as you see there, making a big hole in the ground and replacing it completely. Fuel consumption. Fuel was a little bit more. We had a long mowing season. That's about all I can accredit it to. Average gas price for this year per gallon was $2.19. That was the average per gallon for this year. Last year it was $2.24. Diesel fuel this year was $2.39 a gallon. Last year it was $2.50. So actually we paid, you can do the math. Vehicles and equipment, this is Vernon Vents. They're the mechanics down there. We have about 80 pieces of equipment, not counting lawnmowers, weed eaters, chainsaws, the trailers, things like that. We have about 80 pieces of equipment that these two are responsible for. You can see the dollar signs that we have on that. I did break it down. Our police department has about a dozen vehicles. The fire department has about 14 vehicles, give or take a few things that the guys are responsible for. They juggle their time well. Again, the police department and the fire department are a priority when they come in. That's pretty much how it breaks down. Mosquito control and our herbicide. Mosquito control was up a little bit. We had a wet year last year, if everybody remembers that. It went a little longer. Because of that, it had a beautiful fall, and it extended out a little bit. We went and got an extra tank of mosquito spray to control that, to deal with the mosquitoes. Hopefully, again, with the pond and taking care of that, we can somewhat eliminate some of the briquettes that we use for our adults or the larvicide side of the mosquito program. Herbicide control, streets, parks, and cemeteries, the downtown sidewalks, tree pits are sprayed, cemetery, basically the cemetery grounds, anything that has, we have headstones in, and at the park is mostly the ball fields, is what we're dealing with at the ball fields when we spray them. Again, they do an excellent job. It's pretty much staying where we've been for the numbers of years. A tree work that we have going. Upper right-hand corner, gentleman's name is Joe Franco. He was our arborist for years and years. He retired last year. Arbor Day, they planted a tree honoring him for that. We planted 30 trees last year, not counting all those seedlings that we sent home with the elementary, and God only knows where all the seedlings are at now, by all means. We trimmed 120-plus trees. We removed 24. We had four that were contracted out. The ones that are contracted out are quite a bit larger, too tall for us, or they're in wires or something, something that we don't usually do with. For those of you that look at the bottom right picture, that tree is at the corner of the practice field for Oroville football. You can see that in the background. That was one that we had contracted out, and we dropped it onto the practice field and was able to do that. This year, Mayor, back there, we are Tree City this year. Yep. Tree City this year, 40 years? Mm-hmm. This is our 40th year for Tree City USA. We're planting 40 trees. Just so yeah, I was notified of that one, and we are working on that one hard to get the 40 trees planted. I'm very confident that the guys can get that done. We have a plan already going, so it's not going to be one of those things that won't be it will be accomplished. I am sure. A compost center. The compost center itself, we are working on getting it cleaned up.
EPA doesn't like everything that we have down there. They allow us to store it, but we can only store it for so long. So a lot of the dirt and some of the other stuff that's down there, we're hauling out, putting in landfills, giving it to those that have a landfill permit, as we can deal with those things. We do have a company that comes in, takes all the leaves, takes all of the wood chips, takes all of the wood that's left, the chunks of wood that's left off. They come and take all of that. The price that we got to have that done this year, we had a couple of quotes. I think the tallest one, the most expensive one, was about 14-something, and the one that we're going with is about 8. So that's the range that they go in. Okay, recycling, you can see the things that we have going there. Used oil this year, or next year when it's reported, will be quite a bit more than that. We have asked people, and they are responding quite well as to bringing us oil. We burn the oil in a heater down at the garage. As we burn that oil, it saves the natural gas that's doing that. Leaf pickup. For those of you that ever heard me a story, hear me tell a story about leaf pickup, I'm not going to miss that. We had a beautiful fall. Colors were great. Good season. It says it was 28 days there. They were definitely not 28 consecutive days by any means. There's a number of things happened in that. Again, the guys have it down to pretty much a routine that goes. They're using backpack blowers now to move the leaves around instead of having to rake them all the time. It goes a whole lot quicker. It's a whole lot easier. Put this picture in there. It shows a really, really good design of how we do it and our triples. Triples are run on most all the major streets, roads. Makes it go a whole lot quicker. Once the major streets are done with triples, they break off, and there's usually a smaller truck, like the one in the front, and then one of our bigger salt trucks that follow it in pretty much all of the zones. We have a contract with ODOT that we sign every year. I believe last year the minimum was pretty much the same as this year. We have to buy 1,100 tons of salt, but we can really only maximize this out at 1,300 tons. We have to buy 1,100. If we go over the 1,300, the price just goes unreal. Again, we are there. As of today, we have ordered 550 ton of our 1,100 that we're contracted out of. We have that ordered as of today. This next slide, give me a minute. Watch this for a minute, please. This is what we see at like 2:30 in the morning. Everybody knows you're at the corner of Vine and Market, but this is kind of how it goes. I think when this was being done, the only one that was not in a truck in our department was me, I believe. There's a backhoe probably down Vine Street with two more trucks. You saw that one going through there. There's a backhoe loading there with another lawn tractor just like this one, pushing the snow off the sidewalks, being loaded with the hoe and the skid steer into trucks, and how that goes. Just so you have somewhat of an idea of what happens at 2:30 in the morning when the downtown gets cleaned up. Park, here you see the pond as we're dealing with it. The picture in the upper right is where we ran electric back to a pole. We actually needed electric back next to the walking trail to get to the fountain, to get electric to the fountain. While we were there, we installed a security light along the walking trail. As we're going through that, one of the other projects we have going on at the park, we continue to plant the vertical poles, the posts themselves, and as opposed to the railroad tie or the telephone poles that you see laying there that have been I'm sure have been there laying something somewhat like that since I was young. And we are finally getting that to a place where pretty much all of it now is all vertical poles, and there really are no more railroad or telephone poles laying down out there. As you look at some of the park maintenance, the price of that, that park maintenance includes everything with Schmidt Hall, Heller Hall, all the pavilions, all the trash runs that are done, anything that's done in the driveways, trees, again, that whole part of that is part of that park maintenance. Ball field maintenance, you see as it goes. We are known for our ball fields. We're trying to make sure we stay with that as we go through the year. You can see the Vine Street pond cleanup. We have been cutting down ash trees, some of the dead trees that's down there, cleaning up the ground, the cover that's around that the Vine Street pond, trying to make it a lot more appealing, the aesthetics behind the whole thing. If you would go down there now, that whole invasive growth that's going on in there is pretty well gone. I believe we have scheduled to put the fountains back in about 2 weeks. And that will have them back up and running as well. One of the requests that we had this year was to dry up the water hole by the dog park. It's also the entrance to the walking trails there at Sterling. The guys put in a couple of basins. The tile, as you see there, that's got a sock on it. Keep the dirt and everything out of the tile as it drains off. And tied into the existing storm line that was already behind Salvation Army there. Went well. We installed a couple of poles in the upper, in the right picture. We installed a couple more of those vertical poles as we had cars driving down Sterling into this very area. We put up a couple more of those vertical poles to make sure the traffic was diverted over. Pool. For those of you that have seen the pool, it looks quite nice now as you look up at it. It was a number of projects, again, thanking Ms. Kristen Inslee for all the work with grants. We had a number of grants to get things done. The roof, as you see, showers, toilets, a sound system, hot water heater, just a number of things that we have going. The maintenance that you see it there at the top is part of that, is the labor of our department installing those things, except for painting the roof. We did not paint the roof. But those things are, as you can see going down through there, the different prices that we have. That 132, as you're seeing there, is the total. That work order is continuing on as we are not completely finished with the showers and the toilets and some of the other things that we have going on, shelves and some other things that we have going on there. Marine Pavilion, again, thank Ms. Jean Galt for all of her stuff, all her work at Marine Pavilion. We had a number of they had five performances, the two movies, the dollar sign there for maintenance. Again, we so appreciate the community that comes in and helps. We had a number of different groups from the school. I believe Smucker's had a group down there as well helping us again this year. Communities that come in and help do those things, help us keep our maintenance costs down as they come in and do the work. Cemetery, again, we have the detention basin at the cemetery. We're having an issue with that. We had to go in and clean a ditch out that's on the very west side of that. It kind of was where the waterway that comes into the detention basin. We had an issue with that. We had to get it cleaned up this year, put a couple more dollars on it, doing some other things around through there. Trees, again, we had a number of trees with some issues at the cemetery as well. As you see this section here, this is new section 14. It is just to the east of what would be section 12 by all means, and we're dealing with that one. We put in 280 more lots in this section, which added about 1,100 more grave sites. The work is all done. The pins are in. We're trying to finish up some trees that we have going into that. Not many more things to do to that section as per se. I wanted to be ready to start selling lots in 2021. And I'm sure at this point we will have that made. The driveways are in. Everything's there. Just trying to finish up some minor issues as far as those go. Down in the lower left corner, you see how now that we're doing foundations and we're actually able to build our own foundations and do them ourselves as opposed to having a cement company, a concrete company come in and pour them in place. We are actually able to pour them into a form now and carry them out. Questions? Mr. Larson.
The vertical posts around head row.
Head row.
Sorry, T's don't well.
Armstrong's not here. It's okay. I know where you're at.
Is the only entry point for stuff all the way down?
Good question. We actually installed two entry points there at head row by Brenneman Field, where the posts are actually shoved into an 8-inch sleeve so we can actually pull the posts out in two different spots to get the carnival in and out and do their thing. It was one of those things that we worked with the fire department to do because we knew the carnival was going to be there and be just a headache to try and deal with them posts. So there was just really no way to do that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it worked out well. Any other questions? Okay. At this point, I do want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus, for allowing me to be here. I thank the director, Mr. Wheeler, for giving me a chance to be a part of the city. Mr. Handwerk, back in the corner of the mayor, believing in me and giving me this opportunity as well. For the guys, fire department, police department, Ms. Strimlin, thank you for that smile and always saying hi as I go by. For all those things, I do want to say thank you to the city of Oroville. As of tomorrow, that is 35 years. As of the 28th, that is my last day. Okay? Thank you again for doing this, and I am so glad that Armstrong's not here.
You didn't mention that he needs our Bible study every Wednesday morning.
I did not.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's good to see you.
I didn't see a couple of them.
All of them.
What's that called? Where's Lunch Town?
That was in every
slide.
Every slide.
I actually wanted them to blow that one up. That was my favorite one. I love you leading the band there, John.
Well, and Don, I heard too that you're going to be helping with the Orr Park Inference Project even after your retirement. So,
I am. I'm working to try and make sure that keeps moving, the Gateway Project, so we can go with that one, but that will be one of those projects I'm still involved in.
Well, we appreciate that, and thanks for your 35 years of service. That's incredible.
You're welcome, all of you.
All right, very good. Any comments for the good of the order? The members of council now finding the wall, Weir's wall open. I think I've lost them.
I was at the head and the tire of the truck.
Yeah.
Very good. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to adjourn.
Mr. Wilson, and seconded by Mr. Carrozza.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Carrozza? Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Ferosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Very good. We are adjourned.
We're going back downstairs.
We are going back downstairs for round two.
Okay. Do you want to find us now or later?
Sure. Very good.
I'm tired.